Let's pray together. Our Father, we come together before you this afternoon to say thank you that David Livingstone could sing these words and mean them with every fiber of his being. That he could sing, "I am redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord. My soul from bondage free has found at last a resting place in him who died for me." Father, thank you for saving David Livingstone and having mercy on him. Thank you for the long and full life you gave to him, 79 years. Thank you, Father, for his marriage to Mary, for 56 years together, standing shoulder to shoulder as they sought to live for you and to love you. Thank you for blessing Mary and David with children and grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them into this church family here at Great Vic and all the different ways David and Mary have served you down through the years here. Lord, David was indeed a big man with a big heart, and we come to thank you for how you blessed him and provided for him and cared for him and sustained him faithfully in life and even through death. Thank you, Lord, that because David trusted in you, he is now at home with you, resting. He has fought the good fight. He's finished the race. He has kept the faith. And now, Lord, he is with you in heaven, and we thank you. But Lord, we come to pray together for Mary now, for David's wife. Lord, again, we ask that you would just strengthen her and comfort her and encourage and help her, that she would lean on you, her refuge and strength, that very present help in trouble. We pray also for David's daughter Janet and her partner Steve. We pray for their son David and Kath, his wife. We ask that you would comfort them with your love. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And we know that you will demonstrate your faithfulness in their lives. Though David and Mary's other daughter, Joanne, has already gone to be with you, Lord, we remember her with thankfulness in our hearts. And Lord, how David spoke to me often tenderly about Joanne. Thank you for the gift that she was to David and Mary. And Lord, we do remember today as well David and Mary's grandchildren, Christopher and his fiancée, Gemma. Thank you for how they've cared and supported and loved David and Mary, especially in this past few weeks, faithfully. And thank you for Jamie and Sophie. Thank you, Lord, for the tender ways that they have loved their grandparents. We pray also for David's brother Jack, his wife Dana and family, for his brother Terry and his sister Phyllis and her husband Roy and family. And we remember Mary's brother Stanley and Nancy and family. Lord, whenever we are faced with death, it often searches us and makes us ask questions. And we ask that in our questions and in our uncertainties, you would shed your light and your truth abroad in our hearts. And we ask that you, the God of all comfort, would comfort us and comfort this dear family and all the friends gathered here today with the true comfort there is in the one Jesus Christ who invites us to come to him saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We come to you this afternoon, Lord Jesus, and thank you that you have overcome death through your powerful death and resurrection. We seek your comfort and grace this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.